Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Baker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to second for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Summers reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hobson moves to third. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Summers strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Watson moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Watson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Burleson, and towards Remy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Torres, and towards Remy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fisk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Hobson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to third for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Torres covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Evans reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Watson moves to third. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing second base. Stan Pappy now playing shortstop. Tom Paquette now playing center field. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. G.A. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Ed Putman now catching. Phil Mankowski now playing third base. Kip Young now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.